There are several criteria to consider when choosing a real estate agent or broker in Uganda. Find someone who's readily available. While there are competent part-time agents who sell properties, you must hire someone who can show your home at varying hours, or if you are a buyer, then he or she can take you out to see properties at a convenient time. Ask your real estate agent whether they are flexible regarding when they can hold showings or show you properties if you are a buyer. You may prefer a full-time realtor, but don't overlook a good part-time realtor. Just ask them about their availability upfront. Work with an agent who offers suggestions. Savvy real estate agents know which characteristics sell homes in the area, whether it's a pool, screened-in porch, or some other desirable feature. To that end, they will make suggestions on the rooms or features to emphasize or de-emphasize. During the initial interview, ask the agent if there are any changes you could make to the house that would improve its desirability. Often, the best agents will make these suggestions without prodding on your part. Get an agent who is a local area expert. Hire or retain an agent/broker who knows a great deal about the area in which you want to buy. These agents will also be more aware of the typical offering and selling prices than those agents who do not usually work in that neighborhood. One way to find a local expert is to ask a local council chairman if they know anyone who has sold many homes within the vicinity. You can also ask relatives and friends if they have an agent who has done good work for them before. Another better way to find an expert is to look through the agent's page on the Realtor Uganda website and then identify an approved agent who is located within your area of interest. Find someone you like. Sellers should seek out agents whose personalities mesh with theirs. For a house to sell quickly and at a favorable price, the listing party and the agent must be on the same page regarding how they are going to market the property, the price that will be set, and how and when the home will be shown. Coordinating these ideas will be easier if the parties involved get along and understand each other intuitively. Choose an agent who belongs to a community, e.g., Area Uganda. Agents who belong to local associations are certified and usually have a code of conduct that they follow. Belonging to such communities means that they are frequently trained and are more accountable for their actions as opposed to agents who are not associated to any community. The Association of Real Estate Agents, AREA, in Uganda is one such example of an association that brings together real estate agents under a code of conduct. The bottom line: if you hope to entice multiple bidders, selling your house via an experienced agent or broker or realtor is far better than trying to sell it yourself. It is extremely hard work to sell a house, and an agent will help you vet buyers, untangle the rules and regulations surrounding a sale, and advocate on your behalf with the buyer's agent. Real estate agents can also access large networks of other agents when they are selling a house, which will drive potential buyers into your home. Even if you've retained someone you believe is an ideal agent/broker, think twice before signing an exclusivity agreement. While your agent might be competent, if you are a seller, you should know that using an agent who is a member of the Real Estate Database, RED, will help you to sell much faster.